This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. Joining me, as usual, is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if you want to get some more information about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages to check out some of our most recent episodes. And of course, you can also check out all of the other resources that we have on the website. We've got information about our retirement reports that we run for our clients. We have information about the process that people go through if they come in for an initial consultation. So all sorts of great information out there on the website for you to dive into. Now, for many Americans, a 401k is a huge part of their financial strategy. And really, that's because for a lot of folks, a 401k and Social Security will be their primary sources of retirement income. But in my experience, many people don't understand what makes their 401k tick. They simply contribute money out of each paycheck without a full grasp of why they're doing it. So on today's show, we're going to focus on two important 401k issues, vesting and maxing out. And in some cases, a few subtle and relatively easy tweaks could give your 401k a nice boost. But before we dive into the world of 401ks in a bit more detail, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Cole. It's a great day. I'm excited to be here with both of you. And I think you've picked out a great topic. I think this is a good one. Now, Sue, how have you been?
I've been really good. Just busy, busy, busy as always, you know. But, yep, life has been good.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Cole, what's up?
Not much. Like Mom said, we've been busy, very busy lately. Lots of people coming in for consultations and of course, review meetings with all of the market chaos lately. But I think that's a good thing overall. It helps people understand what we're doing for them to try to prevent unnecessary loss and how we're being proactive within their portfolios rather than just sitting around and saying, oh, it'll come back. You know, we're trying to do what we can to make sure that our portfolio, our clients' portfolios are not losing more than they have to in these volatile time periods. So it definitely keeps us busy, but I think that's a good thing. It makes sure that people understand what's going on, and it gives our clients a bit more peace of mind and confidence knowing the strategies that we're using inside of their portfolios.
Well, exactly. And as you noted, 401ks are a huge part of retirement planning for a lot of Americans out there and a lot of our listeners.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Spending some time talking about 401ks and employer-sponsored retirement plans like 403bs and the like, I think this is a great idea. How do you want to get us started today, Sue?
Well, Tony, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled A Guide to 401k Vesting, and it's very useful for today's discussion. So let's start with the definition. You become vested in your 401k plan once you qualify to keep your 401k match and other employer contributions to your account. Now, when you leave a job, you can't take contributions from your employer with you until you're fully vested. Now, as the article notes, most companies set a specific number of years of service before they consider you fully vested. So it's also common for an employer to consider its contribution to your 401k contingent upon you staying with the company for a set number of years.
Sure, and I think that's a good point. I've heard the term cliff vesting before. In fact, I used to know a guy named Cliff Vesting. Anyway.
Probably not the same scenario.
Yeah. But what can you tell us about Cliff Vesting, Cole? And not the person either.
Well, I'm sure Cliff is a very nice guy, but I don't know him, unfortunately, so I don't have much to say about him. But some companies do have Cliff Vesting schedules in which the employees aren't allowed to hold on to employer contributions to their 401k until they've been with the company for a specified time period, which is usually 1 to 3 years. Now, other employers use graded vesting schedules. I'm sure you don't know a graded vesting, but they use those schedules that will allow employees who are leaving to keep a certain percentage of their 401k match that's based on the length of their employment. However, these employees often can't keep their entire 401k match until they've been on the job for 5 or 6 years. Now, according to U.S. News and World Report, a little less than half of 401k plans offer immediate vesting of employer matches. And as the name implies, those with immediate vesting 401ks are able to keep their employer contribution no matter how long they've worked for that employer. So your company's 401k plan administrator or human resources department will be able to tell you what kind of vesting model your 401k plan utilizes. And you should really make sure that you fully understand that model before you make any final decisions about transitioning to a new employment opportunity.
Well, and there are a lot of good reasons to work closely with folks like yourselves, Sue and Cole, financial services professionals. If you aren't already doing that, and if even if you are, get a second opinion. I can't think of many better reasons than ensuring that you have an excellent strategy in place for your 401k or your retirement accounts.
That's right, Tony. And let's look at some hard numbers for a moment. The article explains that workers with similar work duration and savings histories may in fact leave their current roles with vastly different 401k balances. So, for example, if an employee kicks in $6,000 to their 401k during the course of 2 years in their current role and receives a $3,000 match from their employer, and that plan includes immediate vesting, they can roll the entire $9,000 over into their new employer's 401k plan. However, if that same employee has a 401k with a 3-year cliff vesting schedule and they haven't stayed long enough to qualify for a 401k match, they'll leave their current role with only the $6,000 they contributed to their 401k.
Right. And so obviously, this is an interesting one. Does the article provide some numbers if the person in your example works for a company that uses a graded vesting schedule?
Well, Tony, if the company that the person in the example works for has a policy that says that the employee can take, let's say, 20% of the employer's 401k match for each year of service to the company until they've fully vested it 5 years, they'll qualify to keep 40% of the employer's match if they leave after 2 years. Now, vesting schedules often vary considerably from 401k plan to 401k plan, which means that it may be a wise move to become an expert on your own 401k. The last thing that you want is to excitedly accept a new job only to find out that you're going to take a hit in your 401k.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not what you want. You want to make sure you're vested, obviously. So here's the question a lot of our listeners probably have right now. Should someone always stay in a job then until they're fully vested in their company's 401k plan?
Well, unfortunately, that's not a simple yes or no question. It's true that leaving before you're fully vested may mean you're leaving thousands of dollars on the table. Therefore, if you're only a handful of months away from being fully vested, it may be in your best interest to stick it out. But if you're a couple years away and you've been offered a great job from a company you've always wanted to work for, and that job comes with a higher salary, you're likely going to want to make that move. So let me reinforce the importance of working with a financial services professional who will be able to answer your questions and walk you through some of the scenarios we've been discussing today.
Right. And that's huge. You need to work with a professional on this stuff. Do you have anything else to add, Cole, before we take a quick break here?
Well, I want to remind our listeners that, of course, like my mom just mentioned, you should always be working with a financial services professional. And if you'd like to schedule a complimentary consultation with one of our skilled advisors, you can do so either at our website, retirewithbushka.com, or you can give us a call at 715-355-4445 to schedule in Wausau, Eau Claire, or if you'd like to schedule virtually.
All right, Cole, sounds good. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. Or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And Sue and Cole, in the first segment today, you gave us a lot of great info and insights on 401ks, investing. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, we're going to keep our focus on 401ks by next discussing ways you may be able to max yours out. A U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Max Out Your 401k in 2022 has some outstanding and very relevant info for us. Now, the article's first big piece of advice is to make sure you qualify for tax breaks. In 2022, you can defer paying income taxes on as much as $20,500 that you dedicate to your 401k. Now, if you're in the 24% tax bracket, doing so may reduce your tax bill by $4,920. So ultimately, income tax won't be due on that money until you start taking withdrawals. Now, furthermore, individuals who earn less than $34,000 and couples that earn less than $68,000 in 2022 may also qualify for the Savers Credit, which is worth between 10% and 50% of 401k contributions, up to $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for couples. So according to the article, the biggest Savers Credits go to those with the lowest incomes.
Well, yeah, and so I know you've mentioned the importance of the Savers Credit on previous shows. It seems like a good topic to bring up, again, with a professional to help you figure it out, right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Tony. Now, also next, you should make sure that you're taking advantage of catch-up contributions. Now, in 2022, the catch-up contribution is $6,500, and older workers may be able to defer paying income taxes on as much as $27,000 in a 401k account. So broken down, that means that an employee, who is 55 and in the 24% tax bracket who maxes out their 401k may be able to reduce their current tax bill by $6,480. So taking advantage of catch-up contributions may help you increase your retirement account balance in the critical final years before retirement. And you can also defer paying income taxes on catch-up contributions until you begin taking withdrawals from your account.
Well, I know that it's really important to understand catch-up contributions, and it strikes me as one of the opportunities you don't want to miss out on.
That's right, and resetting your automatic contribution is another way you may be able to fully maximize your 401k. Now, as many of our listeners probably know, many 401k contributions are automatically taken out of your paycheck and funneled directly into a retirement account. Now, in 2022, the 401k contribution limit jumped $1,000 from the 2021 limit, so make sure you've adjusted what's being withheld from your paycheck. Now, to fully max out your 401k this year, you're going to need to save about $1,708 a month, or about $854 out of your two monthly paychecks. And don't forget that folks who are 50 and older can defer paying income tax on as much as $2,250 a month.
Wow, Sue, that's good to know. And Cole, we talked about the importance of your 401k match briefly in our first segment. I'm guessing that plays a role here as well?
Oh, you're a good guesser there, Tony. It certainly does. And making sure that you do get your 401k match is really a simple but powerful step. And even if you aren't able to max out your 401k, you should really make it a goal to save at least enough to trigger your employer's 401k match. So for an example, an employer match of 50 cents for every dollar you save in your 401k up to 6% of your pay is a 50% return on your investment. And a dollar-for-dollar match doubles your money. You don't need to be a financial expert to know that there aren't many opportunities out there to double your money.
Right. That's true. I'd take advantage of that right away. Anything that could potentially double my money is going to get my attention, right?
Right.
Well, you're right, Tony. And a Roth 401k may also be helpful to maxing out your 401k. Now, again, traditional 401ks allow you to delay paying income tax on your retirement savings, but some employers may offer an after-tax Roth 401k option. Now, a Roth 401k doesn't give you the immediate tax break, but you won't have to pay income tax on the investment gains in your 401k account, and your eventual withdrawals are generally tax-free. Now, additionally, a 401k match may be provided for Roth 401k contributions, but it will be deposited into a traditional 401k, which means that you will have pre- and post-taxed accounts to draw from during retirement.
Okay. So, are there potential drawbacks to a Roth?
Well, of course, there's drawbacks to everything in life, Tony, aren't there? Now, the first is that there's the tax bracket risk, of course, because it's possible that you may wind up in a higher tax bracket in retirement than you were during your working years. And second, Roth 401ks have required minimum distributions, or RMDs, that kick in when you turn 72. While you won't have to pay taxes on your withdrawals, if you want to leave your money to your heirs, a Roth 401k may make it more challenging. And third, you'll often have fewer investment choices.
Okay, and that's really good to understand. Obviously, there are some drawbacks, but there are huge advantages for some people. It depends on your situation. That's good information. And like a lot of financial tools, obviously, Roths come with pluses and minuses then.
That's right. And the article next suggests that selecting low-cost funds as another way you may be able to max out your 401k. Now, each fund within your 401k plan may charge you numerous fees. No matter how your investment performs, 401k fees are taken out of your returns. Now, your plan sponsor must send you 401k fee disclosure statements that spell out how each fund within your 401k costs you to own it. So do a little homework to see if your 401k plan offers a less expensive fund that will still meet your needs and goals. Now, ultimately, utilizing low-cost funds may help allow your retirement savings to compound at a faster rate.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's really important to understand as well. You want to get that compounding interest on your savings and utilizing low-cost funds. That's a good point. Now, we should probably take another quick break here. Cole, before we do, why don't you let our listeners know once again how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely, Tony. They can call us anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, there's all sorts of great resources on the website, including the ability to schedule a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with one of our skilled advisors.
All right. Thanks, Cole. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
When you lose a spouse, you are faced with a whirlwind of emotions and decisions. Finances are the last thing on your mind. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we focus on making life transitions easier. That is why we've put together a helpful guide that focuses on what women should do before they lose their spouse. Give us a call at 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com to get your copy. Life transitions are never easy, but we can help.
Okay.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Cole and Sue. You guys have been talking about 401ks today, and we discussed the importance of vesting, and then you talked about ways to maximize our 401ks. What would you like to talk about in our final segment today?
Well, Tony, let's stick with the U.S. News and World Report article I mentioned in the last segment, because it has a lot more great info that I'm really eager to share with our listeners. Its next recommendation is to do everything you can to avoid penalties. First, make sure you're paying close attention to your age when you start taking 401k withdrawals. Now, as many of you likely know, there are penalties if you take money out of your 401k account either too soon or too late. In most cases, you'll be slapped with a 10% early withdrawal penalty if you take a 401k distribution before you're age 55. Now, additionally, there's a 50% penalty if you neglect to take a required minimum distribution from your 401k, as well as the subsequent income tax bill every year after turning 72. Now, make it a goal to avoid potential tax penalties when taking your distributions.
Okay. So, required minimum distributions are tricky. I know we've talked about RMDs before on the show, and I always make the joke, to me, RMD stands for really massive donut. And I'm not going to let it slide this time either.
Not nearly as enjoyable as the yeah. as your version, yeah, the right. real RMD, sadly.
Yeah, required minimum distributions. And if you're not adequately prepared for them, it could leave you facing some very real consequences, as could a really massive donut. Trust me. So for the RMDs that count, the financial ones, make sure you're working with a financial services professional, obviously, working with fiduciaries, financial advisors like yourself, Sue and Cole, to avoid mistakes with those RMDs, right?
Oh, absolutely. That is extremely important. Now, signing up for direct deposit is another step that may help you max out your 401k. Withholding money from your paycheck before you have a chance to spend it is a great way to avoid the temptation to skip a deposit. In some cases, you may be able to choose a percentage of your salary that you want withheld and contributed to your 401k. So let's take a minute to look at some numbers here. If you're 50 and you earn $100,000 a year, you'd need to contribute roughly 20.5% of your pay to your 401k to max out that account in 2022. But if you choose a percentage that helps you max out your account, then you get a raise during the year, you may end up needing to decrease your savings percentage to avoid going over the 401k contribution limit.
Okay, I'll confess I've never thought about having a mid-year raise nudge someone over the yearly contribution limit, but you're right. If you have it set at a certain amount, getting a raise could nudge you over the limit. That's certainly something to be on the lookout for, I guess.
That's right. And U.S. News and World Report next recommends considering increasing your withholding. If you aren't in a position to fully fund your 401k currently, make it a goal to bump up your savings rate as soon as possible. Now, as your career grows and you receive raises and bonuses, you may want to consider dedicating part of your pay increases to your 401k plan. Now, some 401k plans come with an automatic escalation tool that increases your savings rate over time without requiring any action. And don't forget that even a relatively small savings bump can drastically enhance your retirement finances. So, for example, if you make $50,000 a year and save 1% more every month while earning 7% annual returns, you'll be left with an extra $71,718 after 35 years.
Wow. And that's just earning 7% annual. So in that scenario, 1% is only going to be $42 a month. And giving up that amount for an eventual reward of over $71,000 seems like a great trade-off to me.
Oh, absolutely. And when it comes to maxing out your 401k, you shouldn't be too reliant on the default savings rate. Some employers automatically enroll their workers in company 401k plans, and often when this happens, the default savings rate is 3% of pay. Now, that low savings rate isn't conducive to producing a large enough nest egg for you to retire and maintain your preferred lifestyle. Furthermore, a percentage that low may also not be enough to trigger your company's entire 401k match. So make sure that you're choosing a savings rate that will provide you with an adequate amount of retirement income. Now, many financial services professionals recommend socking away a minimum of 10% of your income for retirement.
Wow. That's for sure. I think that's good. And like you always say, retirement is your reward for decades of hard work and financial discipline. So, hey, once you get there, you're going to want to have enough cash to enjoy the things that matter to you. So good advice.
Okay, Tony, I think when considering all the information we've discussed today, I think the answer to the question, should I max out my 401k, is an absolute yes. In the final analysis, fully funding your 401k is an excellent financial goal that may also help you save a few bucks on your taxes. Now, of course, there may be times when it makes more sense to accomplish more immediate financial goals first. Now, those goals may include things like building a solid emergency fund or getting out from under high interest debt. Now, if you can't max out your retirement account today, push yourself to at least save enough to enact your company's 401k match. Then when your financial status improves, you can increase the amount that you are putting into your 401k.
Well, there you go. And that's what we all want to do, max out that 401k if we can. And I think this has been a really good discussion. And I know I got a lot out of it. Hopefully our listeners did as well, but we're out of time. Cole, do you have any final info for us before we head out today?
Just one final reminder for our listeners, Tony, that if they want to schedule a complimentary no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors, they can do so by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com.
All right, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.